All right, taking you now live out to Ritchie Auditorium.
Hello? Hello, I'm...
Sniff!
I'm Joe McMullen. I am the manager. Gypsy just stole a pair of panties. I'm the manager of KVSC St. Cloud 88.1 FM, and welcome to 33 and a Third Trivia Long Play in the awards ceremony. Good to have you here. It's been another groovy, music-infused trivia weekend. It's sped by at 33 and a third revolutions per minute. Check that. 9 questions per hour. Sometimes 18. Apparently sometimes 8. I just heard that. For 50 hours. And you, my crate-digging, stylus-loving, vinyl-spinning trivia friends and fiends have made it to the final rotation of the trivia turntable. Congratulations. 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 We welcome back KMSU the Maverick in Mankato, as well as KMSK Austin and Albert Lee, and our friends at Northland Community College in Thief River Falls, KSRQ, Power 90, and Pioneer 90 and the Maverick. God, they've got great names. Thank you to the student radio volunteers who are staffing their boards, their management, their staff, for yet again letting us take over their airways for 50 hours of trivia madness. Really appreciate that support. I also want to recognize Jim Gray and our project analyst, Alex Hartman. And let's throw in Tommy Balestrieri. This is for their continued technological mastery of trivia distribution, scoring program last minute modifications, and building yet another studio for Time for Trivia Weekend, this time christened by the Goat Posse Productions. Very well done. Sixty-seven teams competed this year, and we continue to witness what was once one team, two teams, and now even three teams merging into one team. It appears the power of numbers, or that maybe you're all a little bit older. I'm not 100% what it is. It's gaining popularity, the merging of teams. I personally hope more new teams are joining us every year. We did have three brand new teams who've never competed this year, so congratulations. Or that you may prefer to run your own ship and splinter off your merged team and become your own El Capitan. So I encourage those splinters, if you will. By the way, based on the data that I collected and what you filled out on your registration forms for the teams, we have a cumulative 644 years of trivia playing experience in this room and those who've played, and 32,000 hours of trivia competition since 1980. Isn't that amazing? As well as more than 32,000 plus hours of volunteers, and we'll get to that, but they support this event, as you know. I want to recognize a couple new teams that were kind of fun to have on board, a new team from Seattle with some players as well in Boston, and a Madison team, so we're kind of keep reaching out. And we had teammates in Norway and Australia as well. Yeah. If she's listening, she's going to kill me, but Julia Gray would really like the fellow from Down Under to call her back on the phone bank and give it a go one more on the questions. Sigh! She really fell in love. Sorry, Jim. Every year, I try to come up with the words to properly express our thanks and our gratitude to what really keeps our trivia weekend going and spinning year after year. The pre-contest setup, the amazing phone bank volunteers and the crew, and of course our creative radio production staff. It's our trivia weekend volunteers. So volunteers, please stand and spin round and round if you can as we give our long play love. As we all talk about every year, it's really the power of the volunteers that make this event what it is. Of course, we have students at KVSC who are in leadership position, who are directors who come together to organize, Ashley Gertis and Stewie, who, are they here? Ashley, are you here? No? Stewie? All right. They were coordinating all the on-air staff, the alumni who come in from all parts of the area and beyond for their shows, and making sure the playlists were turned in by Monday. It's a big deal. It's an inside joke. Or else. Pat St. John. Where are you, Mr. Patrick St. John? PSJ. And again, Alex, an alumnus, Jamo, Michael Jamnick, I don't know where he went, over here. They were the foam bank setup organization. They did a great job with that technological support. I can look into a camera at UTVS, and Wesley, are you here? Wesley Beskar or Derek Silvestri. They created the trivia poster and the t-shirt and all the design pieces of the logo. Fantastic job. And yes, those are really pictures of people, and that is really a Minnesota snowfall. The Huskies took on the UMD Bulldogs in a football game in November, a playoff football game. 6 inches of snow fell on that day, if you remember. It's like one of the bigger snowstorms we've had this season. They got up here and they took that picture on campus, looking towards the west, towards Lake George. The education building's to your left, the alumni house is to your right, and it's just a really fantastic job, and I thank them for their design. So Wesley and Eric, thank you. Tukes, Andy Tuhowski, are you sleeping? Wake up, I see you. All right, let's raise our glass to Andy. He worked with dozens of businesses to make sure everybody had abundance of food, and winning teams have fantastic prizes. Thank you, Andy, our marketing director. Nick the Bear Hendrickson and Ben Perkle, they created all the spots and a lot of the pre-production pieces to help get volunteers and talk about teams, and I really appreciate their production skills as well. The media support of Trivia Weekend includes UTVS Television. Yay! Where are you? There we are. fabulous live coverage, great sets. I popped in a couple of times. It's just really amazing what they're doing with the web streaming and the set building and putting together concepts in the Gary Z quad hours. St. Cloud Times, we like to thank Stephanie Dickrell, Jason Wachter, and Sarah Colburn for their coverage. Jeff Wood and Mike Nisler, who work with St. Cloud State University Communications, and our archivist on campus, Tom Stenman, and WJON Radio, 1390 The Fan, and University Chronicle, also fantastic coverage, and more to come in the paper today and tomorrow online. And finally, Charter Communications. If you have an idea for a theme for Trivia Weekend, let us know. We'll put some stuff up on our Facebook and whatnot. Social media, send us an email, or heck, you know, write us a long letter. But we entertain all kinds of ideas for generating the theme, so if you have something kind of just stewing back there, it tickles you, let us know. And we do try to determine a theme by late summer every year for the next year. And some of our best themes come from our players, actually, and our volunteers. And the Shake Hamster Band, they will be at the red carpet this evening. And they too want to spin you right round. They close the ground round. The red carpet is going to be the party, and that's going to be for 21 and older. Same as previous years. If you got the current T-shirt, you get in for free. Otherwise, it's $2 to enjoy some great hamster music and shake it all off from the long weekend. If you can order your question books tonight, that's great, and those are available. We'll get some order forms up on the website as well, and the T-shirts that are out in the front lobby are what we will have. There's no reorders, so if you want one, please do so. I understand the Law Enforcement Bureau of Trivia has a report. Bruce Peterson joins us with the official report of good and bad play.
Honey, what color did you say you wanted?
Who are you talking to?
You. I got a couple of things here. All right, hi everybody. Once again, welcome to the award ceremony for Trivia Long Play, our 33rd year. 33 years. Wow, way back then the Dead Sea was just sick. I just have a few desk clearing items this year. Number one, the Dairy Queen at 25th and Division will open on the 24th of February. Number two, the somebody's phone is ringing here. Is that time for me to quit or what? Thanks, Jim. The correct pronunciation, people, is loose meat sandwich. Some assembly required. Sorry, Vads. My favorite pick for best team name this year is some loose pleat sandwich. Assembly RQD. By the way, I broke my old record of one. This year, I got four people to cry. And you know, for some strange reason, I don't care anymore. I have a few items for the volunteers. Are they in this bag here? All right, this will only take a second. Thanks, buddy. And I got whoever the first two that want Pez, volunteers. Pez. Eat your heart out. All right, let me continue here. You know, this year we had people playing from all over the world. The Learned Pigs had Josh Sneed playing from Kuwait, which brings me to say thank you to all the men and women in our military. All the men and women at home and abroad who serve so diligently to keep us free in order to enjoy things such as trivia. Thank you to those who have also served in the past. Now, throughout this past year, while the question writers have been busy getting questions prepared for this year's contest, Marie has been constantly whining about Santa refusing to bring her some handcuffs. Well, Marie, ask and you shall receive. Come on up here. All right, don't ever whine again.
Thanks, Dad.
All right. On a different note, I need to get this box out here. I got to get a note out of it. Yeah, it's a box of something already. Oh, yeah, here we go. Those dreaded 3x5 cards. All right. Let's see. It says, Bruce, you have the privilege of announcing that all the questions for next year are in this box, and they will be entrusted to as Tim Lyon would put it, Timmy Mac. Ladies and gentlemen, our first of the night inductee into the KVSC Trivia Hall of Fame is question writer Tim McDonald. Joe, you want to give him the prize? Welcome to the hall, Tim.
I just want to say thank you for allowing me to come up here from Stevens Point and harass you for 50 hours every year. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Thank you. I don't know what else to say. I love doing it, and I hope you love it as much. Thank you.
Tim, here.
All right.
There's a story behind that. You'll find out shortly. Not only have I been given one honor this year, but I'm very happy and very privileged that I get to induct one more person into this year's Trivia Hall of Fame. This gentleman has been nothing but a great constant help year after trivia year. Like most of us, he also comes from being a player over to the dark side. He probably doesn't realize it, but I've been told that he is also a good masseuse as well.
Really?
He has been a good technological source in helping with troubleshooting the KVSC website. Ladies and gentlemen, our choice from the volunteers to enter this year's Hall of Fame is Dan Dillman, better known as Techno Man. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Thanks.
All right, that's it for me tonight. Did I tell you guys the Dairy Queen opens on the 24th? That's it for me. Marie, would you come on up, please? Thanks, everybody.
Hi, thank you again for being here this year, and this year again I get to be the one who inducts the team for the Hall of Fame. The team that's, I don't believe they're here tonight, unfortunately they are afar, and they have been playing for years. They're pretty much a family group. They started off in this wedgies, and they have along the lines, they took on some people from society, and now they're known as Pirates of the Cranium. They are the team inductees for this year. You guys aren't here, are you? I didn't think so. They're from Ogilvy, so if you give them a really warm applause, 20 years.
We know they're listening at home in Ogilvy, and they played for about 20 years under two different names, Pirates of the Cranium. Marie, remind me again, Pirates of the Cranium and?
Intellectual Wedgies.
And Intellectual Wedgies. They were changed name halfway through, so they got 20 years of experience. So we have a nice plaque, and thank you to the Paramount Visual Arts Center for designing yet a fantastic Hall of Fame plaques for our inductees this year. Time to bring up the goats. Hello, goat.
Oh, yes. For 19 years,
trivia has been getting some posse. I'm Captain F, and I'm in charge of this merry band. We are an eclectic group of seasoned goats and young kids, and that mixture will ensure creativity, irreverence, and cool. And we'll make sure that triumphs over uniformity, repetition, and artistic ambivalence. I'd like to recognize the return of KVSC alumni Al Neff. Al, along with Patrick J, who joined us in the posse this year. Patrick's around here somewhere. Inspired. Somewhere. He's among the people. He's inspired. They both have inspired our group to be funny, clever, and insightful without losing sight of trivia. And as a result, there's been a marked reduction of greenhouse gases in much of our productions. I heard that. There were three new goats that were named this year. Ashley Carlson will now be referred to as Mistress Carly. Aaron Bjorkstrand will hereon be known as the Rhyme Minister. And Andrea Olson, who has firmed up her grip as editor of Sexy Time segment of our trivia intro, now answers to Dirty A. There was an incredible amount of teamwork with scripting, music selection, editing, and all of the posse members should be congratulated for their selfish enthusiasm and relative hygiene. They produced, in addition to the intro and a wrap-up, Auto-Tune Stink, Sham Goat, Stay the F Awake, Rescue a Phone Slave, Stuff Trivia Volunteers Say, and 5 Hours Shot of Ass. That video will be up probably about Wednesday on the GoatPosse.com site. All the Goat Posse members, if you give a wave real quick. I would also like to single out Mistress Carly for her quarterbacking and producing of Auto-Tune Stink and the contest and wrap-up. Also thanks to Mr. Choo-Choo and Bear for helping out on early sections of the intro, which put me in a great position to finish it, and I appreciate that very, very much. And now I'd like to invite Trivia Hall of Fame member and historical trivia individual Al Neff to the stage. I asked Al to deliver a message about why we give out the awards we're about to bestow.
We can. I don't know. We always have. Why shouldn't we continue? It's really great to be back to see so many old friends and also see the new people. And I was just thinking, you know, like when trivia started 33 years ago, those people that were born at that time, that year, they'd now be getting a little gray hair. Isn't that great? I used to teach the classes in audio production here at St. Cloud State. I go into the studios now. I can do nothing more than provide my voice. I don't even know how to turn the damn thing on. I really had a great time. I'd like to thank Fareed for the honorary membership to the Goat Posse and also recognize my friend Bruce Peterson and the teams of the past like Pigs or Us. Let's give all the teams of trivia through the years a round of applause. And these are some awards for the people that have not scored the most points, but still scored some points for us and with us.
Thank you very much, Al. Okay, the Equate 100-count Personal Freshening Refill Pack Award for most dedicated volunteer goes to No Pants. Uh, 22 hours on the phone bank. We'll have to give you a shot of ass at some point. Thank you. Give him one more hand. The Rare Vintage UK Import 78 B-Side Award for Best Team Name is Tiny Needle Long Play. The Rick Santorum, I'd rather be known for my sweater vests, award for worst challenge goes to long distance Goat Posse member Wildman for his political endorsement challenge to me. But it was nice to hear from him. He's way down in Atlanta. The Simon and Garfunkel Sound of Silence Award for best challenge goes to... Yeah, that's right. If I had crickets, I would make that noise right now. The unintentionally monophonic basement bootleg one-hit wonder for worst team name goes to... You know who you are. The Communal Phone Bank Frilly Valentine Award goes to Team 17, Meyer Meyer Pants on Fire. We thank them for being total sweethearts to the volunteers this weekend. Thanks. The just because I dumped you doesn't mean I want you to leave. Can I still call you when I'm drunk award? Goes to all the challenge line callers this year. You know, in love, sometimes you're kind of bitter. And finally, are we ready for this one? Okay. The Carl Budig Bull and You Two Play With Meat Award for composure and professionalism goes to Jim Gray and Michael Jamo Jamnick.
All right, we may never get a web redemption on Tosh.0, but we're going to do this right one time.
Now opening hour 34, question 7. For 20 points, this is visual number 15.
These two friendly animals are happily interacting with meat in a not-so-subtle play off the product name.
If you were sleeping or missed it, go to KVSU's Facebook page. There is a posting of what happened live on the air after, what, three attempts? Tears? And an intervention from Jill Riley to make it finally come together. So
she didn't fire us.
Okay. Before we get into the scores, I just want to say we have to recognize all of the writers of Trivia Weekend, the questions. This year they include Marie Richardson, Tim McDonald, newly Hall of Fame member, Bruce and Sue Peterson, Rob Callahan, hello Rob, Gypsy McGreevy, Chuck Weiser, Emmy and Michael Lavoy, listening out in New Hampshire, and Michael Jamo Jamnick, newly into the writers. Yeah. Jim Gray.
All right. So, first of all, teams, you will notice that Chad Roberts, my normal cohort, is not with us this evening. And he's the guy that is the known for shaming the teams, whether you're here or not. And he chose to go to Jamaica instead of come to Trivia Weekend. So, also known as Charlie Brown when you would call in. So, thank you for the boo and hiss to Charlie Brown. Okay, so we're going to read the scores up to the top 10, and we'll turn it over to the question writers. And I will, just to build the suspense, I will tell you that as I'm looking at these scores, there are teams in the top three that are separated by not even a single question, by only 5 points. So this is, again, proving the closeness of the contest and the amount of effort that the teams put into it. So, without further ado, we're going to start at the very bottom and in 67th place with 2,305 points, Tiny Needle Long Play. Madison, Wisconsin.
In 66th place with 2,955 points, Freaks and Geeks in Duluth.
In Duluth. Nothing like building your location into your team name so you don't get booed. All right. In 65th place, Flippy Move Like This with 4,955 points.
New London.
In 64th place with 5,090 points. No, really. Who's Jeebus? Ah.
All right, in 63rd place with 5,335 points, Got Monkey, somewhere in Wisconsin. Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
In 62nd place with 6,145 points, Red Hammers.
Appleton, Wisconsin. Now they can play along. All right, in 61st place, 6,705 points, Cattle Ho Rescue Team. Cattle Ho Rescue Team. With a K. Duluth.
In 60th place, with 6,915 points, Rich Corinthian Leather Remnants. Sartell.
There are only three.
I believe that a third of the team showed up, right? Very nice. All right, in 59th place with 7,010 points, EPs, Extreme Polka Spankers. Not bad for a first-year team.
In 58th place, with 7,275 points, the Benny Mandelbrot Posse.
Rock Rapids.
Shameful. All right. With 7,690 points in 57th place, Distilled Five Times. Sartell.
In 56th place with 7,800 points, Penguin and Frog at Woodstock.
With 8,580 points in 55th place, Dead Girls. Plover, Wisconsin.
In 54th place with 8,660 points, GBCRE, not dishwasher safe.
In 53rd place with 9,005 points. What do you say? No, 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 no. Fark you.
In 52nd place with 9,055 points, yikes, vinyl butt cheeks.
Bertram. Couldn't make the drive. It's a sign of the economy. All right, in 51st place with 9,080 points, St. Cloud JC's Doctors of Spin.
In 50th place with 9,425 points, the Fighting Mongoose. Wait Park.
It's that Highway 15 interchange, they can't get across it. In 49th place, 9,465 points, Dr. Satan's Disco Party. Ah, up top, folks, up top.
In 48th place, with 9,485 points, Upward Thrust.
And in 47th place, 9,780 points, the Pirates of the Cranium.
Ogilvy.
In 46th place, with 10,115 points, Whipped Cream and Other Delights. Sauk Rapids.
In 45th place, 10,185 points, Leaky Beef. Sartell, they're probably having that fixed.
In 44th place, with 10,225 points, Collective Fool, Wisconsin Rapids.
In 43rd place, with 10,320 points, the Shamelessly Nameless,
Hastings.
In 42nd place, with 10,435 points, because they must be satanic to actually take this name, Zigzag State Notas. St. Paul.
And now the other side. All right. In 41st place, with 10,580 points, the right team. There they are.
In 40th place, with 11,080 points, the Disciples. What's a record?
Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
In 39th place, we have 11,090 points, Spam, Paul and Mary. Roseville.
In 38th place, with 11,125 points, Enjoy the Man Explosion.
Brooklyn Park.
And in 37th place, 11,355 points, DDD, Occupy the Urn.
Vernon Center.
In 36th place, with 11,445 points, Nitzy's K-Ids.
In 35th place, with 11,610 points, Something Rhetorical. Bowling Green, Ohio. In 34th place with 11,750 points, Puget Sound.
Seattle. And Boston.
And Boston. And the coveted 33rd place with 11,780 points, A Few Screws Loose. In 32nd place with 12,405 points, Candy Graham for Mongo. In 31st place with 12,415 points, DOA Hole. Where? There it is, St. Cloud. Ah! Okay, quality burn. Good job. In 30th place with 12,425 points, E.T., You Know...
Really?
Yeah. Quiet down. E.T., You Know You Want Our Needle in Your B-Side. Brooklyn Park. In 29th place, with 12,515 points, What Would Scooby-Doo and the B-Sides? Okay, I'm going to read and then you're going to sit. Okay.
How this works?
Yeah, try to keep it professional, Gray.
I have no problem with that.
In 28th place, with 12,540 points, Case of Brewskies.
Robbinsdale.
See how that worked?
Okay. All right, in 27th place, with 12,725 points, the most painful name, Porcupine Petting Uranus. Egan. In 26th place with 12,755 points, the Chair Leg of Truth.
Rochester.
Rochester. All right, here we go with the top 25. In 25th place with 12,850 points, Hold My Ditka. St. Cloud. I think they're busy. In 24th place with 12,960 points, Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boys.
Lakeville.
In 23rd place with 13,035 points, LDE's Vinyl Answer. In 22nd place with 13,065 points, did you try Googling it? Yeah. Minneapolis. In 21st place with 13,445 points, Knee Deep in Theses.
Ithaca, New York.
In 20th place, with 13,500 points, Our Boob Tube Prefers 12-inch Singles. Hey! And they made the drive from the cities, so yay for you. All right. This is... It shows up as 19th place, but it's actually called a tie for 20th because it's also 13,500 points. Nerd Party.
Right here.
Hmm. Nerd Party. Golden Valley, okay. I just didn't think they wanted to be out in public.
In 18th place. We're going to be okay?
Mm-hmm. We feel the same way.
God,
no professionalism. In 18th place, with 13,855 points, Miniature Equine Aficionados.
In 17th place, with 13,885 points, Trouble Among the Cheerleaders.
In 16th place, with 13,945 points, Voodoo Dolls.
In 15th place, with 13,985 points, the Neomaxi Zoom Dweebies.
In 14th place, with exactly 14,000 points,
Jinx!
Google Your Own Adventure.
And in 13th place, yeah, head to Vegas. In 13th place, with 14,140 points, the non-essential government workers.
What?
St. Paul. St. Paul, nice.
In 12th place, with 14,150 points, Panties Way Too Tight.
They're at the bar.
So they came here, dropped their underwear, and went to the bar. And you people thought I didn't have class. In 11th place, with 14,190 points, the Caffeine-Free Squirrels. Maybe with a little more caffeine, you could have made the top 10. I'm just saying. With that, I'm going to hand off to our question writing crew to give us the top 10.
Okay, at top in the number 10 position, a team, this is the first time we've had a team from far, far away make it into the top 10. Festivus for the Rest of Us with 14,245 points. There's Stevens Point.
Coming in at number 9. With 14,300 points, the New Yorican Poets Soiree. From New Yorica, apparently. From St. Cloud.
Okay, with 14,570 points, some loose pleat sandwich assembly required.
They've written messages to us on these. I'm not telling. Spoilers. Okay, question, no, not question. Seven. Seventh place. With 14,795 points, Meyer Pants on Fire.
Yes. In sixth place with 14,910 points, House of Insanity.
In fifth place with 15,430 points, Polestar Diesel.
In fourth place with 15,565 points, Sigma Phi Nothing.
These last three teams are very, very close. So before we read them off, I just want to ask for 10 additional points. As we call your name, please come on up and receive your award. Starting with number three, with 15,850 points, Stefan's Dream 13. Stefan pulls out.
One of the team captains, Allison, will have a few words. Congratulations, third place, Stefan's Dream. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. We always have a great time with the amazing competitions. You can tell by the scores. Just sort of our own little way to get together this year. It involved signing off naming rights of future children and amongst our team members, wives grounding husbands. We had a wonderful time together. We just want to thank you all for this opportunity for volunteering. And also, just on a personal note, we lost a member of our team this year, so we just want to send our love to Carrie's family and let her know that we still are thinking of them and hold them in our thoughts. And this is for her. So thank you.
Okay, in second place, with 15,855 points, Mustache.
One of the co-captains, Holly, come say a few words. They can be congratulations, second place, Team Mustache.
Okay.
Or Rob.
Yeah. Another year, another great contest. Probably our favorite part is for 20 trivia points, question number two is now closed. That added quite a bit of spice and probably was the difference between, you know, first and sixth. I mean, all those pointers added up, and it's, wow, you just never know what's going to happen up there. A lot of fun, great team, great rookies, great seniority, question writers, great questions, really weave the theme in prominently this year in all sorts of different ways. So question writers really need to be commended. And to the other teams that we tried chasing down, and we almost got y'all, but not quite. Congratulations, everyone.
We just had a blast. I think I had more fun this year than I've ever had, just because the questions were so fun, and there were so many different ways to go about getting them. And you guys came up with some really creative things. And we learned that some of us are really good at reading our computers kind of sideways to see really blurry things. So that was pretty cool. My best memory was the way that our team came around to getting the answer to Hummer. So, thank you all very much.
And that's all the time we have, so. In first place tonight, put your hands together and keep it going with 15,980 points. Learned Pigs and Fireproof Women, where are you?
Oh my God, there is something.
I am getting too old for this. Holy moly. We were told that this contest was supposed to be very tight this year. We knew it was tight last year, Mustache. We need to get some rules because one of these years we're going to have a tie for first place. And I hope you know what you're going to do with it. All right. Thank you. Thank you to all the phone bank workers, everybody at KVSC. Awesome job, you guys. We really appreciate it, all your hard work. Thanks to the administration. Thanks to the question writers. Awesome questions. And I want to thank a team that we've played together with for 24 years now. And anytime that there's a hole to fill, somebody jumps up and they take the leadership role. And it's just really, really fun to play with these folks. I don't have to feel bad taking a 4 or 5 hour nap. I know that they're going to get it done. So thank you. I did. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks everyone again for spinning around with us for 50 plus hours. We'll see you. It's February 8, 9, and 10, 2013. Again, we welcome your suggestions for theme. And if you're 21 or older, come dance with us. Good night. Thank you. Be safe.